I was talking earlier about the fact that, you know, we've still seen some cancellation of events, obviously due to the pandemic. Some have been able to be replaced and actually still be quite successful. Point in this particular case is the Tour Down Under became the Tour Down Under Classic, became a local event, but went very well and some very good performances.
Yeah, well, it was nearly as good as a full Tour Down Under. It was called the Tour Down Under Classic. And Stuart O'Grady, you remember Stewie, of course?
Yep.
He's the tour director now. And he was given the big job of cancelling it, which was pretty sad for his first attempt at it. And then he resurrected it as the Tour Down Under Classic, which was basically the Tour Down Under without all the big overseas acts. And we had several of Australia's World Tour riders who were home in their off-season raced it. So it was fantastic, really. Like, we still had Richie Port and Luke Durbridge and top riders against Australia's best riders who ride in the NRS National Road Series. And so it was good, Robbo, really good.
Yeah, no, that is great. And it just shows, again, the depth and talent that we have here. And Luke Durbridge took out the event.
He did. Luke Durbridge has been a multiple Australian champion in the time trial and the road race, and he's the real deal. He rides for the Bike Exchange, Mitchelton, Green Edge team, whatever they're called, Jerry Ryan's team, and he's a damn good rider. He won it quite convincingly. But the youngster who comes second to him, that was a huge ride, a young kid called Luke Platt, and most people in Bendigo have seen Luke ride on the track before, and he's in the Olympic squad to ride on the track in Tokyo, if that happens, and he's coached out there by Timmy Decker. And Luke's from Melbourne, originally from Tasmania. And his dad's from Tassie anyway. And Luke is a fantastic young bike rider. He used to race with, Connor Sens and Alexander Evans and that age group of kids. Yeah. And a young fella. And he took it to Luke Durbridge and Hindley won the thing. But the amazing thing was Richie Port won the Tour Down Under's Wollunga Hill Classic Climb, or the Wollunga Hill, for the seventh year in a row. It was a bit academic. He rode off, and because he's a strong rider, and he rode off, and he's going to win it by a mile. And Luke Plate rode across to him and just sat on him, and then just did it. They went to the line. Here he is. He's the king, But he could have rolled him. Luke Plate could have won that easily.
Wow.
But just a mark of respect to let Ricky Port win it. But that's a name we've got to keep an eye open for. Luke Plate, he'll go world tour after the Olympics. And guaranteed Luke Platt, a big name coming up in cycling. And the women's, Robbo, that was even more exciting. We've talked about this young girl before, Sarah Gigante. Remember her?
Yes, yep. She was one. She broke both her arms, did she not?
That's right. Yeah, she did. She broke both her arms two or three years ago. Yeah, just before Junior Worlds. And she had to train held up by a sling with her arms in, hanging from the ceiling with her arms suspended so she could sit on the bike.
Oh.
And while she was training with two broken arms and a smashed elbow, she was also studying for VCE. And she went to the Junior Worlds and got a silver medal after not being on the road at all. And when she came back, she did VCE and she got 99.7 with her enter score. So pretty smart kid. But
well,
a really, really, really good bike rider. She destroyed the women in the Tour Down Under. Just destroyed them. It was fantastic to see.
Yeah.
And cycling's going well, I reckon, in this country. There's some good riders coming through. Her name is a big name for the future too.
Absolutely. And before you leave us, a big week coming up this week in Bendigo cycling as well.
Yeah, Robbo. I'll be up there Thursday night commentating, which is very soon, actually. I believe it's tomorrow night in this funny old week.
I know.
And we've got the Caps Cup, that's our biggest track race of the year in Bendigo District Cycling Club. It's a long track race. It's 3,000 metres, which is most of the races are 1,600 or 2,000, so it's nearly twice as long as our shorter races.
Wow.
And that's in memory of one of our top riders. He's got David Capuano, and David's dad, Alan Capuano, he does does the bell and changes the number board every week up there, and he's our starter. And, it's going to be a fantastic race. It's always well attended. Usually get people up from Melbourne to win this popular race.
Yeah.
We have an honour board in the club. So Caps Cup's on this Thursday night. So it'll be a big night, Robbo. Come up, mate.
It will indeed. Yeah, I might
do
that.
See you up there, Robbo.
Yeah, well, I might just do that. It'd shock you. Okay? So there you go.
Walk the dog or something. Come up, Robbo, with that dog.
I haven't got a dog. I haven't got a bird either. No, sadly. All right. Hey, listen, good luck with that, mate. And take it easy. We'll talk again next week.
You too, Mark. Have a good day.
Thanks. See you, Noel. Noel Sens Jewellers, Hargraves Mall and Bendigo. See Noel or Paul for any of your jewellery needs. Talking cycling on the Wake Up Call.